Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. Ein be'arubois peseach tefach. What if the skylights did not have the dimensions of a tefach by a tefach? Tuma be'vais, if there was tuma underneath the roof part, keneged arubois tahar. We're going to say that anything that's opposite these skylights, although they're not a tefach by a tefach, are tahar. Whereas tuma, keneged arubois, if there's tuma opposite the skylights, then habayis tahar, the house will be tahar because the tuma will go straight up, and as we discussed in the previous Mishnayos, we don't say lavud to say we look at it as if it is sealed off. Hatumah babayis, if the tumah is underneath the roof, nasan bein davar shu mekabel tumah, bein davar she'eina mekabel tumah, and you put something, whether it itself can become tumah or not, bein milmaton, whether you put the thing across the skylight in the upper skylight or the lower skylight. So as we discussed in the last Mishnayos, we're talking about perhaps a three-level building here. Then, ein tamei el hatachton. Only the bottom one is going to be tamei, but the upper levels are going to be tahar. The reason is because the tumah is not going to go out of the ohel by through the pesach, which is less than a tefach by a tefach. Even if you only cover the top skylight, we look at it as if it was placed on the bottom skylight, and it's going to be a ma'arev es hatum. It'll make an eruv, and look at it as if it's all covered underneath the bottom level. Hatuma kineged arubis, if the tuma is placed opposite the skylights, and nasan davar shu mekabel tuma, you put something which is mekabel tuma, bein milmalon, bein milmaton, whether it is on a above the level of the tuma or below the level of the tuma, hakol tame, everything is going to be tame, because since the tuma is opposite the skylights, and something which is mekabel tuma is covering one of the skylights, being an ohel over the tuma, so that thing itself becomes tame because it's a davar which is mekabel tuma. If it's mekabel tuma, it cannot be chotzeitz b'fnei tuma, it can't be a chatzitza, and therefore even if it's put on the bottom level, we'll look at it as if it's placed on the top level, as we discussed earlier, because of good asik. And now we consider as if the top level is covered, and we say the entire structure becomes tameh. V'davar she'eina mekabel tumah. But if you put atop the skylights something which is not mekabel tumah, bein milmalon, bein milmatan, whether it's on the top level above where the tumah is, or whether it's below where the tumah is, ein tameh ela tachtoin, only the bottom level is going to be tamei, whereas the upper level is going to be tahar, because since it's not mekabel tumah, it can now join to create a ohel and be chotzeitz bifnei hatumah. Mishnah Vav. Aruba shehi b'secha bayis, if you have a skylight inside of a house. Ukeder nesuna tachta, and you have a pot of cheres, which is placed directly underneath the skylight. Shimtala, that if you would elevate this earthenware pot, ein sifsis hanegas baruba, its lips would not be far enough apart to seal the skylight. So in other words, the skylight is wider than this earthenware pot. Tuma tachteho, if there's tuma underneath the pot, b'seicha, or if the tumah is inside the pot, oyal gaba, or if the tumah is on top of the rim going around the pot, the halacha is tumah baikas va'oyla baikas v'yayredes. The tumah pierces upwards, pierces downwards, and metame anything that is directly opposite the tumah. But it's not going to spread out into the house to be metame the kalim that are in the house. Therefore, everything under the, in the house is going to be tahar. The pot itself, by the way, is going to be tameh, even though the tumah is underneath it, because since we say tumah bekas v'yoyla bekas v'yaredas, now it's a kli cheres, which is metameh mitoicha. Now the tumah is inside of it, and therefore it could be metameh the kli cheres. Haisa gevoya min ha'aretz tefach. What if this kedera was actually a tefach above the ground? And tumah tachteha, there was tumah underneath it, so now we have an ohel there, because we have a tefach space. Oy babayis. Or let's say the tumah was now underneath the roof, but the kedera is still a tefach above the ground. Now we're going to say techteha v'habay is tumah, everything under it and everything in the house is going to be tumah, because now we have two ohels which are adjacent to each other. So the tumah under the house can pass under the cheres pat, and any tumah that's under the cheres pat can now pass under the ohel. Tocha v'gaba, but the inside of the pot or the top of the pot are going to be tahar, because we're going to look at the kedera as if it was elevated due to the rule of good asik, and therefore it's as if it's placed in the aruba, and since it's not becoming tameh migaba, it's going to be able to save itself from becoming tameh with its own defanos, with the defanos of its own ohel. Bisaycha, if the tumah is inside of the pot, oil gaba, or if it's on top of the pot around the rim, then hakol tameh. Everything is going to be tameh, meaning everything inside the pot, under the pot, and in the house will be tameh, because since now the tumah is inside the pot, or on top of the pot itself, the earthenware pot becomes tameh. It's now a kli which is tameh, so it can't be matzil, even if it has walls around its own specific ohel. Therefore, the tumah now spreads underneath the pot, spreads out under the ohel of the adjacent house, and therefore, everything is going to be tameh.